The next item will be item three, votes of thanks to retiring mayor. I call upon Councillor Shepherd to propose a vote of thanks.
Madam Mayor, Deputy Lieutenant, Honorary Freeman, Honorary Alderman, past mayors, councillors, and honoured guests. Madam Mayor, congratulations on your appointment. I move that this council tenders to Councillor Christine Harris its thanks for the service she has provided as Mayor of the Borough of Charnwood, and for the way in which she has presided over the council's business during the past council year. The council records its gratitude for the manner in which she has maintained the position of the mayoralty and the work she has done in meeting so many people in the borough throughout the year. The council also extends its thanks to Ms. Cynthia Bradley-Stevenson for her service as mayoress, and for the help and support she has provided to the mayor, and for the considerate and committed way in which she has undertaken her role. The council assures both Councillor Harris and Ms. Bradley-Stevenson that they have the best wishes of all its members for their future health and well-being. Madam Mayor, as you may know, Councillor Harris finished her mayoral year with a flourish, arriving either very late last night or this morning in the early hours from a visit to one of our twin towns. And, of course, maintaining the twinning connection has been a feature of her mayoral year. In the course of the year, she's been to royal events, been on a picnic, and been to birthday parties. In fact, a range of events, just to give you a flavour of what she's been doing. The royal events first. She met their Royal Highnesses, Duke and Duchess of Sussex, or is it perhaps Prince Harry and Meghan nowadays, at the university for an award ceremony. Went to a royal garden party. And then in the course of enhancing democracy and meeting our future voters, she delivered democracy and civic presentation in schools in the Preston Room, meeting in the course of that some 600 school children. So thank you for looking after our future voters and encouraging them. Picnic in the Park actually had a very important aspect to it, connected with the women's suffragette and flappers movements of the 19th anniversary. And it included a 1929 flapper general election. I regret missing that occasion. Birthday parties. 100th birthday parties, including for the first gentleman of the Charnwood area and a past mayoress, Mrs. Kathleen Bird, and even a 104th birthday party. And of course, she attended things like the university college ceremonies for graduation and did a walk around the town, presenting the top three winners with their prizes for the Bid, Loughborough and Bloom Awards for Business. So a range of events, but I would like, Madam Mayor, just to remind us all that Councillor Harris undertook this despite having suffered some illness during the end of her deputy mayoral year. She chose to carry on as deputy mayor, and she chose to continue to carry out her mayoral duties. And also, it's perhaps not so widely known, but I understand it's an order just to mention this. Mayoress also was indisposed during the year, but I'm very pleased to see she's here with us this evening. So, Madam Mayor, I hope that we do indeed deserve to give our thanks and gratitude to our outgoing Mayor and Mayoress.
Thank you, Councillor Shepherd. I now call upon Councillor Forrest to second the motion.
Madam Mayor, Deputy Lieutenant, Honorary Freeman, Honorary Aldermen, past mayors and mayoresses, of whom we have a number here this evening, councillors, honoured guests, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I don't know why we say ladies and gentlemen, because you are all honoured guests. It's lovely to see you all here. I would actually like to say, and you are all ladies and gentlemen, but I've known some of you for far too long and far too well to risk that. However, it is a great honour to follow Councillor Richard Shepherd and second the vote of thanks to our retiring Mayor, Councillor Christine Harris. It has been a very busy year for Christine, attending numerous engagements throughout the borough. Christine had the great honour of attending several acts of remembrance commemorating the anniversary of the end of the First World War. And not only did it include the great commemoration service that we hold annually at the Carillion, but she also carried out smaller but no less important acts, such as lighting a beacon for the scouts at Thorpe Acre. She also switched on the Diwali lights and, as always, had the fun and pleasure of opening the annual fair here in Loughborough. Christine met hundreds, probably thousands of people during her year in office by visiting businesses, schools, the university, festivals of several kinds, including the Wicked Music Festival in Haddon and other events too numerous to mention. I don't know what went on in Haddon that caused it to be called the Wicked Music Festival, but I'm sure they had a good reason. Christmas as always was a busy time, including switching on the wonderful Christmas lights that were enjoyed by so many people last year, and as well as attending several Christmas services and other events throughout the borough, Christine judged Charnwood's residential care homes competition, presenting prize to the top three winners. Father Christmas met the mayor several times during the Christmas season in various parts of the borough, and I'm told that at times it was not clear if he was following the mayor or she was following him. I would like to say that Christine's own civic carol service at the parish church was wonderful, a most inspiring service, and one that I will remember for a long time. Christine has also visited three of our twin towns, Swabish Hall, Epinal, and twice went to Jean Bleu, and has received visitors from Swabish Hall and Jean Bleu. And you will know that Chris and Keith only returned from Belgium last night at about 1:30. Well, not last night, this morning, about 1:30. Unfortunately, our mayoress, Mrs. Cynthia Bradley Stevenson, was not able to accompany Christine on as many occasions as she would have wished due to illness. It is a great pleasure to see her here tonight, and I am sure that you will all wish to join me in both thanking Cynthia and wishing her a very speedy recovery. Christine's husband, Councillor Keith Harris, stepped in to act as escort on several occasions, and thanks are also due to Keith for his time, service and commitment in this way. This council owes a vote of thanks to Councillor Harris for the committed way in which she has carried out the role of mayor during the past year, and we are sure that she deserves a thoroughly good rest after such a frenetic year. And as well as our thanks, we extend to her every good wish for the future. Well done, Christine.
Councillor Forrest, I now put this motion to the meeting. Could I see all those in favour? Motion is carried. I call on Councillor Christine Harris to reply to the vote of thanks.
What do I say? I'm going to cry. I always say this. Deputy Lord Lefton, I think it's the Lord Lefton. Honorary Freeman, Honorary Alderman, past mayors, councillors, and honoured guests. And as Sandy said, all of you are honoured guests. Firstly, thank you for your kind words. Of course, I have to thank Cynthia, Mayoress, at the outset for supporting me, and I am so grateful that she took on that role because people that are close to me didn't want to do it. The officers of the council have been excellent, as always, and I can't say anything more than that. This has been an amazing year, and I've learned so much about the residents and the wonderful work that's been done by volunteers and organisations to support the borough. And a little bit about that. I have been so, so pleased to be able to talk to all of those people that keep this borough running. Without the help from these people that give us of their time day in, day out, we wouldn't be working, I'll tell you. They're wonderful. I'm not sure just yet how much has been raised for the two charities I supported, but certainly it was a very worthwhile endeavour. Again, I want to say that the councillors of this borough who work tirelessly and for the organisations and for the volunteers, I am so, so pleased that I've met a lot of people that work all network together. Again, thank you as a council for helping me in the borough, and I was so, so happy to have been asked to do this, and I wouldn't have done it. It was for my family as well. My family came from Loughborough, and you know, my mom and all of the people that I know and love, and that's what I've done it for, and I'm going to cry.
Harris, Christine, I wish to thank you for your service over the past year. I now move to item 4, appointment of Deputy Mayor. I move that Councillor David Start be elected Deputy Mayor on the Borough of Charnwood for the year 2019-20 Councillor Year.
Madam Mayor, I second the motion.
I now put this motion to the meeting. Could I see all those in favour? Motion has been carried. Congratulations, Councillor Smart. Please step forward to sign your declaration of acceptance of office.
Do you, Councillor David Snart, having been elected to the office of Deputy Mayor, hereby declare that you take that office upon yourself and will duly and faithfully fulfil the duties of it according to the best of your judgment and ability?
I do.
Sign first, David.
on to item 5, disclosures of personal interest. I call on the Chief Executive to report the disclosures of interest in the business to be considered at the meeting, which have been made by councillors.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've received no declarations, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Members of the Council, please indicate whether you have any other interest to disclose in any item of the business to be considered at the meeting. Thank you. I move on to item 6, the minutes of the last meeting. I move that the minutes of the Council meeting held on the 25th of March 2019 be confirmed and signed. Could I see all those in favour? Thank you. Those against? Any abstentions? The motion is carried. The next item is item 7, appointment of leader to the council. At page 13 of the agenda papers is the report setting out the nomination for the leader of the council for 2019-20 to 22-23 of the council term. I call on Councillor Barclay to propose the motion.
Madam Mayor, to make an appointment to the position of Leader of the Council in accordance with the Local Government Act 2000 and Section 9.1 of the Council's Constitution, I move that Councillor Morgan be appointed as Leader of the Council for the Council term 2019-2020 to 2022-23.
Madam Mayor, congratulations. I second this motion.
Any councillors wish to speak, will you raise your hands and I will call you in the order. No one? Okay. I call on Councillor Barclay to sum up.
I won't give a 5-minute speech tonight, Madam Mayor.
Well done. Brilliant speech. Right, could I... I don't have to do that. I've got to put that to the vote, though. All those in favour? Abstentions? Those against, rather? Abstentions. Motion has been carried. I call on Councillor Morgan to announce the appointments to the Cabinet.
Madam Mayor, details of the appointments to the Cabinet have been circulated on the...
I call on Councillor Mir to announce the Labour Group's shadow lead member appointments.
Madam Mayor, detail of the Labour Group's appointments to shadow lead member roles have been circulated on the pink sheets.
Right, item 8, political balance and appointments to committees for 19-20. At page 15 on the agenda papers, it is a report setting out the background to the appointments to committees and the proposed political balance calculations. The nominations for committees and proposals for chairs and vice-chairs can be found on the supplementary report. I call on Councillor Morgan to propose the motion.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendations and reasons 1-4 as set out on the supplementary report of the Chief Executive be approved.
Madam Mayor, I second this motion, and I just want to take this opportunity to congratulate all members in this chamber. Well done on the returning members and the new members as well. And I want you to congratulate my Labour colleagues.
Thank you. If anybody wishes to speak on the motion, will you please raise your hands now? I call upon Councillor Morgan to sum up. I would like to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? I think that's unanimous. Thank you very much. Final item on the agenda is item 9, announcements. I can announce that my charity appeal for the mayoral year will contribute towards Admiral Nurses. Admiral Nurses provide a specialist dementia support that families need when things get challenging or difficult. Admiral Nurses work alongside people with dementia and their families, giving them a one-to-one support, expert guidance and practical solutions. The unique dementia expertise and experience an Admiral Nurse brings is a life in the lifeline. It helps families to live more positively with dementia in the present and to face the challenges of tomorrow with more confidence and less fear. I call upon the Chief Executive to make his announcement.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have no announcements to make.
Oh, I declare that this meeting is over, and I look forward to seeing all of you downstairs for drinks and dinner. Thank you very much.